Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning the sugya of Echad HaMarveh VeEchad HaMavid Ulevad SheYichavim Libo LaShemayim. And this shir should be a schus for Lavi Zev Ben Yehudis, Lebracha Batzal B'chamas Yadov, Nechagito Batz Rachel Esther, Zara Shel Kayam, Zara Tili Yusuf, Tili Yiftov, Muskami Yeraitzu, and for David, Moshe Ben Yehudis Rivka, Zivuk Hagun, Bracha Batzlacha, Yudi Yaakov Medina Chasha, Zivuk Hagun, Bracha Batzlacha, Shmuel Simcha ben from Rachel, Bracha Vatzlacha, Zivuk Hagun, Shlomo Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu Peretz, Bracha Vatzlacha, B'chomase Yadav. It says in the Gemara, Bracha Zandav Heyam Abayz, Rebbe Lezer Cholash, Rebbe Lezer became ill, Olu Ligabei, Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe Yechanan came to visit him. Chazet Dehavak Haganis Bevayis Afil. He saw that Rebbe Lezer was in a dark house, Galia the Dari Vinafal Nahira. Rabbi Yochanan exposed his arm, and light fell into the room. His skin was radiant, as it says in the Gemara Bava Metzia. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Amai kabachis, why are you crying? Nimishim Torah de lo afshis. If it's because you didn't learn so much Torah, don't worry about it. You don't know so much Torah. Shaninu, Echad HaMarveh, VeEchad HaMamit, Ubovachi Chavi Libo LaShemayim. Whether you learn a lot or a little, the ikar is that you have kavanah l'shem shemayim. So even though you didn't learn as much as you liked, your intentions were pure. There's no reason to cry. Rashi says, "Echad HaMarveh VeEchad HaMamit L'inyan Karbanos Shnuyah B'Shulim Menachos." In Menachos, we learn this about the karbanos. It says, "Reach Nichok," that it's a pleasing smell for Hashem when you bring an ola, when you bring an animal. And it also says about a mincha, which is just mostly flour. It also says, "Reach Nichoyach." So Memela, since it says Reach Nichoach by both, you see a cloud, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Menachos. Reach HaMarveh, whether you bring an animal, which is very expensive, Reach HaMamit, you bring a mincha, which is a lot less expensive, it's the same. Ubavachi Achavim Libo LaShemayim. So like them, according to this, the Gemara is very tamur. That's pshat, if Rashi's correct. And it's not a riot at all. Because Reach HaMarveh, Reach HaMamit, Ubavachi Achavim Libo LaShemayim. It's a special din in karbanos. By karbanos it says, reach nichoach, whether it's a small karban, an expensive karban, or an inexpensive karban. It says reach nichoach. But Talmud Torah is Jewish, Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah, every word of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. Every word of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, every word of Talmud Torah is many mitzvahs. The Gra's brother enumerates over 50 mitzvahs you get for every word of Talmud Torah. So how did Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbi Lazar, "Im shein tar de lo afshis, sheninu echad HaMarveh VeEchad HaMamit Uvachi Chavi Libo LaShemayim"? If it's because you didn't learn so much Torah, don't worry about it. The ikar is you have kavanah l'shem shemayim. No, that's a din in karbanos. But by Torah, you want to have more Torah. You want to have accumulated the maximum amount of Torah knowledge. Not only that, we learn a mishnah and avos. Im lamadat Torah harbe, nosim l'chal schar harbe. If you learn a lot of Torah, we give you a lot of schar. So to be memai talmud Torah. To learn not so much Torah, you can't compare a person who learned not so much to a person who learned more. Echad HaMarveh VeEchad HaMamit Ulevad SheYichavim Libo LaShemayim. What do you mean, Echad HaMarveh VeEchad? It's not true. If you're Marbe, you get more Schar. If you're Mamit, you get less Schar. It's not a matter of how much L'Shem Shemayim. Every word's a mitzvah. By carbon, it says Rech Michoach by both. So we can say, Echad HaMarveh VeEchad HaMamit Ulevad SheYichavim Libo LaShemayim. But by Talmud Torah, the more the better. So in the Sefer Zev Yitruf on Shavuos in Simen Yud, he presents this question, and he brings Kedarka B'Kodesh, he brings the Maharal. The Maharal has two explanations. Maharal in his Derech Chaim and Pirkei Avos. Number one, he says that it says in the Mishnah L'Maneh T'Torah Harbeh, Nosim L'Chas Chayar Harbeh, he's talking about Amelus B'Torah, that if you learned a lot of Torah, and you're a Mitztayer on the Torah, they give you schar according to the amel, according to the toil that you toiled. But he says, Bevadai, if somebody learned Torah, a lot of Torah, 1 year, and another person learned less, but it was an equal amount of amel, it was an equal amount of toil, so they get an equal amount of schar. So that's the yesod laid down by the Maharal. That it all depends on your amelus, not on how much you accomplished, not on how many dapim of Gemara you learn, but in how much he toiled. And that's Echad HaMa'ariv v'Echad HaMa'amid. He learns 10 dapim a day. I know a young boy who learns 14 dapim a day. Very, very smart. And he's in college full time, and a very challenging college. But on the side, he does his 14 dapim, does his couple of prakim of Mishnayis, whatever he does his Tanakh. So, is he the greatest man alive? Could be. Could be. But it could be that somebody else toils just as much as him. And he's getting the same schar. Even though he's not learning 14 dapim, he's learning four lines. And that it says, as the Maharal in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Torah, the Lamshis, they didn't learn so much Torah, Echad HaMa'ariv v'Echad HaMa'amid. That is, talking about where you... where you didn't get so much accomplished. You didn't get so much accomplished. But you toiled. It's really not a stira. Imam Adatatar Harbe Nosamuschar Harbe is talking about somebody who learns a lot of Torah because he toils a lot. He gets a lot of schar. And Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lazar, if you think you didn't accomplish so much, you didn't get so many pages done, nevertheless, since you were Yogeya in Torah, and you get schar, Echad HaMa'ariv v'Echad HaMa'amid. When you bring a carbon of an usher, you bring a behema, you get schar, it's a reach nichoach. And when you bring an olas of, you get schar. And when you bring an amincha, you get schar. It doesn't matter. In karbanos we see Echad HaMa'ariv v'Echad HaMa'amid, and so too in Torah. So the chorah, the maral, is difficult to understand. Say you have an ani. You have an ani. And you have an usher. And the ani every year he gives $50 to tzedakah. And the usher every year gives $50 million. So how do you compare the ani and the usher? He gave $50, he gave $50 million. So again, we're talking about the karbanos. There it's the same mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to bring a karban. And olas be, it's not a bigger mitzvah, it's all the same reach nichoach. It's the same reach nichoach. If you bring a carbon ani, a carbon ashir, you bring a flower offering, an animal offering. So there you have Xeris HaKasuv, that they're both reach nichoachs. Rashem. A carbon is a carbon is a carbon. But how do you say the same thing applies in stuck it wouldn't apply? And in learning it wouldn't apply. One guy learned the whole Masechta, another guy learned the daf. And you want to put them on the same plane? The Masechta with the Daf, you want to put on the same plane? Another parish of the Maharal. It's like he said that somebody who learns more Torah is greater than the schar of somebody who learns less Torah. That's true. And that Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Lazar, say, Nachinami, you learn more sugyas, it's better. When Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Lazar, if you didn't learn so much Torah, so he's only talking about the schar of Lufum Tzara Agra. Because there are really two types of schar mitzvah. One is a schar mitzvah atzma, the mitzvah itself, and on that the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, have a zarek mitzvah kalaga b'chamur shenet yadei amakn schar and shal mitzvahs. Be careful about a light mitzvah like a serious mitzvah, because you don't know the matn schar for mitzvahs. And there's another schar in the tircha, for the tircha of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's another schar that you get for being toirech, for toiling to be mekayim a mitzvah, the tircha, the lufum tzara agra. So, on that, Rabbi Yochanan was consoling Rabbi Lazar, and he was saying, you didn't learn so many dabim of Gemara, you didn't learn so many sugyas. Ein achinami. It's out the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're not going to get as much schar. But you're going to have a lot of schar, mitzvah the ribui amel v'yigir. And that's what it means, echad HaMa'ariv v'echad HaMa'amid uvashi echavim libel ha-shamayim. So, and it's the same thing with the karbanos. That if you bring a small carbon and a big carbon, you bring an ola or a mincha, so if they have the same amount of toil, then you're getting the same amount of schar. So, ein achinami. The question that we ask, that how can you compare somebody learns more sugyas, somebody learns less sugyas according to this perush, Not a kasha, ain't a chinam. A guy learns more dapim, he learns more sugis, he's getting more schan, the person learns less sugis. And the only thing we're talking about here is the toil. As long as you toil the same, if you have the label of shamayim, it doesn't matter how much you actually accomplished. However, according to this parish, it's still shver. Why? Because maybe Reb Elazar was crying because he didn't learn so many sugyas. Now we said the Maharal says there's two types of schar. One is the schar of the actual mitzvah. And for that, Reb Elazar is not going to be getting so much schar. And the other is the schar of the toil. And that's why Reb Yochanan is consoling him and he's saying, hey, you put in the same amount of toil as others, so don't feel badly. But maybe Taka Reb Elazar was crying because he didn't learn as much as others. He didn't learn as many mesechtas. He didn't learn as many ideas. So how's he consoling him? The more Torah, the more mitzvahs. So maybe that's why Reb Elazar was crying. So we're really stuck according to both Pshatim and the Maharal. Sai according to the Pshat, where the Maharal says that as long as you have an equal amel and yigiyah, you're the same as everybody else. And Sai, according to that, it's difficult. At the end of the day, the guy who gives $1 million is greater than the guy who gives $5,000. So the guy who learns 20 mesechtas is greater than the guy who learns 2 mesechtas. And Sai, according to the Pshat, there are two types of schar. There's one type of schar of the etz and mitzvah, and the other type of schar in the tircha. But here, there's maybe Reb Elazar is crying on the etz and mitzvah that he didn't learn so much Torah. So, says the Zev Yitro of Shlita, of Zev HaKohen Haberman, Mikan Muchach Klal Gadol Batoira. From here, you have a Klal Gadol and Torah, sweetest friends, engrave this on your hearts. Hoyo V'lomad Reb Elazar B'chol Koichoi, V'hissig B'Torah Ad Kamash Efshalo K'fi Yecholta V'Kishro Naiso, Shenez Baruch Hu Behem, Kiyad Hashem HaTeva Olav, Ein Loi Liv Kois. He has nothing to cry about. As long as he did as much as he could, as long as he took advantage of all of his kishroines, he has nothing to cry about. Shuv ein lo livkos al mashlo hisig yosir b'tor v'ktzara yuriyasa melichol ba. Kimidas hagadol b'menu, we shouldn't feel bad. Not everybody could be Rebbe Yosef, not everybody could be Rebbe Adi Yosef, not everybody could be Rebbe Menachem Zembe, not everyone could be the Avnei Nezer, not everybody could be the Chabina Rav, not everybody could be the Chofetz Chaim. Everyone in the Ron Majoreka. Somebody who Hashem opened up his heart, that the Torah will come in. Like the Pesach of the Heichel, Ein lo livkol samashal aniftach libo likanes bo divrei Torah kirochav pischo shalula. He shouldn't be upset that his heart isn't broader, his heart isn't wider. Everybody according to their kishroinus. So there's really mamish nothing to cry about. Imishim torah l'avshis mamish. The ikar is the amelus that you put in. As long as you did your best. It was kafi cholto, kafi kishronosa. That's all that a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of you. Kelim shechanan lo avarachol mitlita satar zeu chelko v'chevel nachalasei ba. The kelim that Hashem gave you to learn, that's your portion. Ve'ezu washir b'Torah asamech u'mistapik b'chelko shenitan loy min Hashemayim. Who's rich in Torah? Somebody who's happy with the chelik that God gave him. This is my chelik in Torah. Kevin shehikir b'Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar shama v'tarach b'Torah kamalom mitis kachoisav. Since Rabbi Yechon and Sir Rabbi Lazar toiled as much as he could, he doesn't have to make him feel better. Oh, you didn't do more mesechtas. You didn't learn. You weren't mechadish more chidushim. You did your best. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Doesn't matter whether you do more according to your abilities or less. Provided that you're mechavin level shemayim. And you do as much as you can. Zoizok the Gemara, Amayko Bochis. Why are you crying? Yishim Torah de lo afshis. If it's because you didn't learn so much Torah, hey. Dailcha b'mashitarachti v'gata v'chol kochosecha. It's enough that you toiled as much as you could. Schar amolcha harbe me'oid. You have a lot of schar for your amelus. Vayistakel mishakelim mu'atum mishakelim merubim. A person who has smaller kelim, he has a smaller receptacle for Torah. He shouldn't look at somebody who has a larger receptacle to Torah, for Torah. Techad amarbe vechad hamamit oisir ritzanu shel makom. Whether you are loud or you're little, you're still doing the will of Hashem. Vayismach vayistapek zeh. Everybody has to be happy with the oisher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him or her min HaShemayim. Everybody according to their yecholas, everybody according to their kochos. There's really nothing to feel badly about. And that's yisoid gadol for everybody to try to reach their own personal potential, not to look at other people. Everybody has their own kelim, everybody has their own yecholos. And that schus will be zoicha. Lil modu lelamed lishma v'lasus l'kayim is called divrei salma toirasoi. Be'ahava rabba. Amen. Ken yiratzan. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.